Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Logged on to my Hulu last night. Oh, by the way, morning studio.
Morning.
Sorry. Logged on to my Hulu, and they raised prices again. As long as they raise it like 50 cents or a dollar, we're always annoyed for a second, but we're like, it's only a dollar.
It's all good.
But then 365 $1 later, you're like, I'm going poor.
Yeah.
Because all the money's going to streaming services. So Hulu has raised its prices again, just a heads up. By the way, Hulu is legit now. It's a real player. I thought for a long time, that's cute. But they're for real. Like, if you were to for real them, Netflix still the big dog. Even though, kind of lame sometimes. Just not enough, like, cool stuff. Like, things I'm just like, I gotta watch.
Yeah.
They do have the Jeffrey Dahmer show now. That's their second biggest of all time. I haven't watched it yet.
That's on Netflix?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's the second biggest show of all time on Netflix. Anybody watch that?
No. Yet. I don't know
I don't
if I
want
can.
To.
Yeah, I need to be in the right place to watch that. Yeah.
I don't know if there is a right place.
Yeah.
That's true. I did watch Ted Bundy, though.
I know.
So there's that. Hulu's up there. HBO Max for me is up there. That one's really good. Peacock is starting to get... They're doing some pretty cool things. They have the Olympics. They have football. Sunday Night Football. Live, which you can watch. So they're hitting it differently. So Peacock is almost, but they're not there quite yet. And the others, it's the occasional blip, like Paramount Plus.
Oh, that's a good one.
I never go there.
You should check it out.
I do check it out. I have it.
Okay. Amazon Prime.
You know, with that, it's usually just going to buy stuff
that's
for the most
true.
Part. The Boys is on there. I like that show, but, you know.
Apple Plus?
Again, unless someone tells, no.
But you like Severance.
I like a show on all of them. But
Morning
I'm talking
show.
About like just generally where I go and check out because I just know they're going to have something for me.
Gotcha.
I think the top tier is Netflix, Hulu, and for me, HBO Max. I think that's what I put up in the top tier. But anyway, deal is they are raising the prices. The hike goes $1 and $2 respectively. There's an ad-supported tier that's $7.99 a month, or the ad-free tier is $14.99 a month. And the Hulu is, or the bundle is Hulu, ESPN, and Disney+.
I like that's that. What I have. That's, I like that one.
All right, let's go and get started with the show today. Glad everybody's here. That was just on my mind. Wanted to get off my mind. Up first, here he is, our video producer. He's always saying things that are funny and switching cameras at the same time.
That's true.
You do two things. People don't know that.
It's like I'm playing piano.
And also juggling.
Yeah.
By being funny and doing cameras. Here he is, our producer Eddie, everybody. Go ahead.
Question for you guys. Yeah. Is it illegal to wear a Halloween mask while you're walking in public?
No. It is illegal to wear a mask when you go into a gas station.
And you know that?
Well, let's just say Lunchbox and I did a segment once.
Oh, yeah.
And he got put in jail.
Yeah.
So I would say he got charged with terroristic threatening. Mm-hmm. So, but no, to walk down a sidewalk with a mask, I don't think so, especially in October. Why?
This guy freaked me out. He was driving one of those electric scooters, and he had a scary clown Halloween mask, and he pulls up right in front of me, crosses the road, and stares at me while he's driving.
Is that why you asked if I saw someone in a mask?
Yeah, we were coming in.
I thought you meant a COVID mask.
No. Why would I worry about a COVID mask?
I don't know everyone wears COVID masks.
This was a scary, like, it clown with, blood on it.
If that happens in February, I think I'm freaked out more. But it's October 13th, okay. And the masks are at the store all over the place. But he's also riding a motorcycle or a moped with a mask on.
Uh-huh.
That didn't feel safe.
He wasn't even looking at the road. He started staring at me when he was crossing the street.
What if he just turns the mask to the side, though, and literally doesn't stare at anybody? It just looks like he's staring at them.
That's funny.
All right, up next, he pulled a practical joke on Abby, which we'll talk about later in the show. And it's, some would say funny. I think most would say probably mean. But he's always up to something. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Woo! Well, a few weeks ago, I told you guys I was excited. College was back in session, so I was going to stop by and get lunch on these restaurants by campus. Well, I stopped by the other day, and I wanted to give you an update on the college hotties.
What do you call this? Hottie lunch?
Yeah, hottie lunch.
And you just go and eat?
And I just get the latest gossip, hear the people talking, see what's going on campus.
So you're eating but listening, like eavesdropping?
Yeah, eavesdropping, because they're sitting at the table next to me or whatever, and they're talking, you hear what's going on. And it was a big day. Samantha was turning 20. And so it was her 20th birthday, and she was so excited. And obviously, these were new friends because the girls were like, oh, so do you have any traditions on your birthday? She's like, well, usually, I have cake and play board games with my family. And the girl was like, well, that's it, settled. We're playing board games tonight, and we're going to get you a cake. So Samantha was going to have a 20th birthday with board games and cake with her new girlfriends.
Wow.
I don't know why I feel creepy.
I don't.
This is borderline
stalking.
Why do I
need to
know
this?
It's double creep.
Yeah. Why?
Because one, you were just creeping on a conversation.
I was eating. No, they were talking out loud.
And bringing it here on the show. So that's one. Two is that you're in a restaurant only because you want to look at hot young girls.
Not young girls. Yep. Young women.
19, 20.
They're women.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
Okay. Man, so that's just the update. That's college gossip.
Okay.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
Wow.
A little info from Hottie Lunch.
Yeah.
All right, up next. She's a football mom. She's a soccer mom. She's a track mom. Now all the kids play all the sports. Here she is. Amy, everybody.
So I don't know why this happens to me every single time, and I'm okay with it. But when I go to the chiropractor and I have to get my neck adjusted, the thought pops into my head, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to let him pop my neck. But this could be my final breath. I could die. And then I just kind of shrug my shoulders and I'm like, oh, well, it is what it is. If I die, I die. Because
it's very morbid just going into, get a massage or a chiropractor.
Right. But it's just this feeling. But then I'm so nonchalant about it. After I process that it could be my final breath, I'm like, okay, well, it's worth it because I'm in so much pain. So let's go.
Just playing the numbers here. I think you should probably do that every time you drive a car more than when you go to the chiropractor.
Probably.
Based on car wrecks and your driving record.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You should be like, well, this might be my last breath as I go out on the road in the car.
Yeah, but it happens to me every time, and I'm like, this is crazy. You would think one day I might be like, okay, no, I can't do it. It's freaking me out too much.
Raymundo, hit me up.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he likes to play NBA 2K, and he hates waking up every day. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the claps. So about a month and a half or so ago, my wife and I, when we were on vacation, they had a service at the hotel. They came to us, and they said, hey, do you guys have a bunch of bags? We're like, well, we have two that we have to check as luggage, and we have two we're going to carry on. They're like, we have a service here. We'll mail the bags back. Wait, our carry-ons are fine, but okay. So we'll mail the big ones back. How much does that cost? Nothing. It's part of your fee here. It's so I'm like, wow, I never heard of such a thing. I was amazed because I don't want to go through and have to wait on a bag at the airport. But because we were gone for a week, we packed a big bag. So we say, okay, great. That's 6 weeks ago. Got the bag back 2 days ago.
Oh, barely.
Oh, so it's worth it.
So that's some slow
mail.
I mean,
you got it back.
It was it was unbelievable. My wife's suitcase comes back. There's a wheel broken.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not sure that some stuff wasn't stolen. Oh. Not even by the hotel. I don't know. Had I not had an AirTag in it, like I mentioned, we'd never found it to begin with. So it got lost and went back to the hotel. Then they wouldn't send it. This is a disaster.
Yeah, that's not a good service.
I would say this, though. If I were there again, I'd do it again because I hate waiting for bags. It is the But I couldn't believe it took 6 weeks to get the bag. And finally, did I say this about emailing and talking about suing them?
No.
No.
I did it on my TikTok. And so I was like, I sent an email. I was like, hey, we ain't got our bags back yet. It's been 6 weeks. I know you have them. I'm looking at the AirTag right here. And so I'm going to have my lawyer. I don't have a lawyer. I never sued anybody in my life. I was like, I have to have my lawyer give you guys a call. You know what happened? Oh, the bag's going out tomorrow. Oh, we got the bag.
Mysteriously.
Yeah.
I was going to have my lawyer box have to give him a call.
I'll tell you what. I'd have been there.
I've been prosecuting this since 1973. All right. Thank you. That's what's going on. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have a bit of a bone to pick with you. My husband and I both listened to your show for over 10 years. You guys have been talking a lot about the lottery recently, and it inspired him to start playing again. He used to spend $75 a week on lottery tickets, and they were scratch-offs. We had a talk a few years ago, and we scaled it back to $20 a month. It's pure entertainment. I get that. But now, after being inspired by your show, he's convinced he's going to hit it big.
Oh, man.
He spent $150 in the last week scratchers and lotto tickets. I don't want this to get out of hand and have him go back to his old ways. I told him he has to cut back, but he thinks $20 a month is unfair and that I just don't have faith in him that he will win the lottery. How do we come to a compromise so it's not a constant argument? Do we set a limit? Do I let him spend more? Please help. Not feeling lucky in Lexington. First off, I would like to say, unlucky in Lexington, we don't say you're going to win the lottery. We talk about the lottery because it gets to these crazy numbers. But if you listen to us, we often lose. Let me take it back. We always lose. Sometimes we win. Sometimes we lose less than other times. But we've lost pretty much every time. Scuba Steve, have we made any money at all? Have we played at all since? I sent you 20 more extra bucks over the weekend.
We haven't won any big amounts. It's been under $50 every time.
But did I send you money like a week ago for no reason? Because I remember sending it to you and then we never did another lottery.
Yeah, the last time we played, I think with everyone included, was late last week. And then over the weekend, I only got money from Ray and Lunchbox.
I sent it to you.
I'll have to double check.
I backed out. I'd had enough.
I'm done.
That's our point. See, this is us right now being sad and losers.
Yeah,
right.
You guys are quitters.
No, it got out of control. I thought, oh my gosh, and look at how much I've just spent this week. And
it was every 2 days, man. We were pumping money into this thing. I'm like,
three times
I'm
a week, yeah.
So
I know
that's what it takes to get rich, guys.
Exactly.
You guys don't want to get, you act like you want to get rich, but then you don't want to do the work.
No.
That's not work.
We want to actually do the work to make good living.
No, I would rather have like taken myself shopping.
So unlucky in Lexington, here's what we're going to say, and you can play this for your husband. The lottery is only for entertainment. If you're spending $150 every week or so, that makes your wife uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Maybe you should spend a little less, maybe more than 20, but less than 150. I think you find a compromise. And if he starts to spend over the 50, then he has to give up other things that would usually cost him money.
Ooh, that's good.
Like dinner.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Like food?
Yeah. Like gas.
Water.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's just about a compromise. Find a compromise and stop playing the lottery because you're not going to win. We're not people that are spokespeople of winning the lottery. Are we, guys?
No,
but
I
sure did get excited last week.
I would love to.
And now I'm not.
Scuba Steve's won the most of anybody here, $500.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
Not really.
Very cool.
And as a group, we've won the most with Scuba Steve being our leader.
Right, that's true.
So he's not our leader.
Gone, though, even though we won little bits here and there, it's gone.
He invested
gone.
It back in, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Although I don't have my last $20 I gave him. I don't know where it is. Disappeared.
Uh-oh.
I need to make sure I sent it, though. I could be crazy. All right, that's it. Thank you for the email. Stop playing the lottery, but if you got to play, find a budget that you both can agree on. Thank you. Close it up.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Amy versus Lunchbox. The loser eats ice cream with A1 sauce on it.
Oh.
Yes.
So I'll ask Amy questions. Lunchbox will know. Lunchbox questions. Amy will know. If they miss it, you can steal. Here we go, Amy. You're up first. F45 gyms are owned by which well-known actor?
Oh my F45. Gosh. My friend works out at one of those.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, she. I just saw her this week, and she was like, oh, yeah, I just came from my F45.
F45 gyms are owned by which well-known actor?
They're owned by an actor?
Never heard of them.
Does the F stand for Frank? Will Ferrell? F45? I don't know. The Rock?
The Rock is incorrect. Lunchbox, would you like to steal?
I would love to steal.
Mm-hmm. Steal it.
I have no idea. F45, I've driven by one time.
Where? I've never even seen one.
There's one right by...
There's one right over here somewhere
in
by
town?
Work.
In town? Yeah,
yeah, and
multiple.
That's...
I'd never go to one of them. I'd only go to Title Boxing in Nashville.
So famous actor, we'll go with... Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mark Wahlberg would have been the answer.
Oh, yeah. I think I know why
it's called F-45.
Yeah, no idea.
Functional training? 45? 45 minutes. I've seen, though. I know what that is. You go, and it's like you just get there at any time, right? And you just go.
No idea.
I have no
I'm making some up.
I knew he owned the Wahlburgers, the restaurant.
Not the question.
I know. You should have gone with that one. I could have got it.
Lunchbox. It's a question that Amy should know. Oh. Fabletics. Ever heard of it?
Nope.
It's a clothing line founded by what well-known actor?
An actor?
By the way, actor and actress, the same name.
Oh, no, okay, you need to say that.
No, I don't. I'm not anymore, but I'm just letting you know. Actor, anyone that acts is an actor.
Reese Witherspoon.
That's incorrect.
Shoot.
Amy?
I have two actresses. I did not know that it was founded by one person. I thought they were just like an ambassador for it or something.
Go for it.
All righty, let me just go with Demi Lovato.
Incorrect.
Oh,
yes.
Jessica Alba.
Incorrect.
Oh,
yes.
So now you're negative one.
Yes.
Oh, I was just joking.
Yeah, now you're negative
one. Again,
I was just
Amy.
Joking.
Kate Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
She's digging herself
That's
in a hole.
That's right. Kate Hudson did start that.
Next up, Amy, the question is, which actor was in Scarface, The Godfather, and The Irishman?
Scarface, Godfather, Robert De Niro.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Steal it, Lunchbox.
Al Pacino.
Correct. Lunchbox is on the board.
Let's go!
Lunchbox, which actor was in Steel Magnolias, My Best Friend's Wedding, and Runaway Bride?
The only one I know is Julia Roberts. She was in Runaway Bride. Julia Roberts.
Do you know the other two, Steel Magnolias?
I don't know what Steel Magnolia. I've heard it. I think Bette Midler was in Steel Magnolias, but that's, I mean, I don't know that she was in Runaway Bride.
So your answer is?
Oh, crap. Was Bette Midler in Runaway Bride? Nah, Julia Roberts.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Amy, you have to get this.
Yeah.
What NFL pregame show, as far as the network goes, is Terry Bradshaw on? What network? NFL pregame show. What network?
NFL Network. The NFL Network.
Hey, how's that A1 taste? How's that A1 taste, girl?
ABC, CBS, hey. NBC?
Yeah, network would be, I mean, it is.
There is an NFL Network.
NFL Network, but network.
Man, how's that A1 taste?
It's Fox.
Oh, the only one I didn't name.
Lunchbox. You already won, but let's see if you can steal one.
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and steal it. Oh, man, I hope it's A1 with vanilla ice cream.
What makeover show is Tan France on?
Oh, Queer Eye.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's the only makeover show I know.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Let's go!
And
bring it in!
Yeah. Here comes the food. Oh, let's have a good breakfast.
Amy, I want to throw up for
you. It's ice cream and A1.
Oh, chocolate
have a good
ice cream
breakfast.
Oh my gosh, how much of this do I have to eat?
Two big bites.
Oh!
It is.
Word on this, Scuba.
Okay. No!
Yowzers.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Two bites, Amy. Oh. Here it is. Bite number one. Oh my goodness.
Well, it's very frozen. Okay. I'm trying to get into it.
Oh, that's enough. Oh. That's enough for a bite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
That's
okay.
Bite one.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. That's so gross.
And hit it with number two. Oh, that's
this is not my.
That's brutal.
This is not my
that's
thing.
Brutal to see.
Not
I love A1. There it is. Wow. Nice shot.
Yeah, you did it, Amy.
Big win by Lunchbox.
Ugh. Wow. Bobby, you might like it, honestly, though. I dare you.
You know, it's the I love A1, but it's the oaky flavor that doesn't really go with the ice cream. Like a lot of ice cream, but not oaky.
Hey, Buns, she dares you.
I heard that. Okay.
Double down, okay. Dare you.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Doran and David, they're from Rhode Island, and they're on their honeymoon. They go to España. And they're waiting
Spain.
Yeah. They're waiting to go.
Say, you just say Spain.
Well, you know, trying to be to the native land,
yeah.
España. So they're waiting for a tour and they're on their way to go do this little tour of the city when they see a group of ladies come up to them and they're like, ayúdame, help me, fuego, fuego. They're speaking in Spanish. So the husband goes, let me help these people, whatever they're doing. They follow them and there is a building on fire. So David runs in the building without even thinking.
Wow.
Sees a bunch of babies in there. It turns out it's a nursery that was on fire, about 20 babies. He grabs them all, puts them in one crib, gets help from some of the ladies. They pull the babies out and save them all.
He's stacking babies?
Stacking babies, saves them all. And then when it's all done, the fire department shows up. They're like, all right, the tour starts in 30 minutes. Let's get out of here. They continued their honeymoon.
There's no way.
Crazy.
Isn't that amazing?
Imagine being on a honeymoon and someone comes up and goes, please save everybody's life.
Yeah.
And would you run into a building that's on fire anyway, but also in a foreign country where if you get hurt, the doctors don't even speak your language.
Right.
I mean, good for this dude.
I think that's part of it too, right? He didn't know what they were saying, so he said, I don't know, they look
scared. But
you know,
the universal sign for a building's on fire when you get there and see it on fire is all the same. Yeah, that fire looks the same in any country. That risk is the same in any country.
Yeah.
Good for that dude. That is a hero for sure. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I've not heard this segment. I don't know if it's good or not, but Lunchbox sent in a story to me that says, hey, he went and did elevator karaoke. I don't even know what this is. So a lot of times I'll listen or I'll have somebody listen and go, are we going to get in trouble if we play this? I have no idea. If this turns off, if you hear us just cut off and go to music, something's happened where we've deemed we could get in trouble and we just aborted mission.
Okay.
What was that football game where there were shots and they just went to commercial?
Oh, yeah.
That might happen here because I haven't heard this segment yet. So what did you do?
I waited for elevators to be full of people. And you know, I usually in an elevator, it's very quiet. No one talks to anybody. You're just ready to get to your floor. And no one. So instead, when there's a lot of people in there, I decided to do elevator karaoke.
What does that mean? Are they singing with you or do you just start singing?
I start singing and I try to get people to sing with me. I ask them to sing.
Can you imagine being in a packed elevator and this guy comes in and wants you to sing with him?
So annoyed.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's hear the first clip. This is Lunchbox. Where are you doing this? Where's an elevator?
In the hotel.
In Vegas?
Yep.
People are tired, hungover.
Hungover, bright and early in the morning. Okay.
Here is Lunchbox in an elevator trying to sing Garth Brooks. Go ahead.
Whoa, it's crowded in here. Which means it's a perfect time for elevator karaoke.
And we're going to do Garth Brooks the dance. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
Okay. Was that bad?
That was good. That was good. Awesome. You did really good.
Your turn. Your life for you. Oh, what do you want to sing? Come on. Come on. Come on.
Nope. Nope. Oh, we're here already.
Oh.
They pushed that floor number close to get out. Pretty jovial bunch, though. They clapped for you.
Yeah, they thought I was pretty good.
They didn't want to sing.
No, they were not having it, but they definitely, and they didn't want to look at me. Like, they all just looked the ground trying to hold their laughter in.
Here is the next one. Do you want more?
Oh, yeah.
It's cringy, but it's funny.
I want to hear people sing with him.
Okay, well, let's see what happens here. Also, you're going into an elevator and singing country music. They may not know country music.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I would have picked more like popular, generically popular songs. You know, hold me closer, tiny dance.
Oh, that's a good one.
I should have done that.
Yeah, it's all right.
Sorry.
Let's see. Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee.
Oh, gosh.
Here we go.
Yes. So I have.
Well, it's a perfect time for elevator karaoke.
Woo!
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night. Woo!
Welcome to Vegas.
All right, well, your turn. Yeah, let's spin the wheel. What are you gonna sing for me?
Going, you're the best man I ever knew.
No, 17. Okay, wrong one. Get another chorus again.
Keep going.
She kicked your butt.
Well, I don't know. She stopped mid-song. I need to hear more.
Yeah.
Keep going. Ever known, cause there's no way, no way. Good night.
Good night.
They leave. Wow. You're so close to them in that room. Mm-hmm. Like you're in a box.
Space, yeah.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere.
And they have to commit early to either think you're drunk or funny. And then when you said Hoochie Coochie, I think they've not heard that song and they just thought it was funny. You said Hoochie Coochie.
Maybe.
Yeah. One final one. Here's Meatloaf. I would do anything nice. For love. Here you go.
Perfect time for elevator karaoke. We got Meatloaf fans. And I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. I won't do that.
Definitely not that.
No. We want to do a group performance? Yeah. Come on, ready? I would do anything for love.
Hey! They did it as a group as they were getting off.
That's
the
better.
They did, but you know That's what? Fine. You kind of held that melody. You never hold melodies.
I heard that song a lot this weekend.
You did?
Yeah,
you were there.
I was there.
You kind of had it. I would do anything for love.
I would do anything for love.
Close. How about, this is a story of a girl. Oh,
this is a story about a girl.
Okay. That's not even the right words. What? I liked it, though. That was fun.
Yeah, I think
they thought it was going to be a game where they could win money at first. They're like, oh, this is a game.
It's like cash cow.
Yeah, they're like, oh, wow, we get to play with this guy. And then they would just walk off with no money. All right, nice job, Lunchbox. I want to talk about what happened back in Las Vegas. Abby, what did Lunchbox do to you? Because I've been hearing the show kind of talk about it behind the scenes. He told you you had a singing gig he lined up for you?
Yes.
Did he not?
No, he did not.
What? Okay, so what happened?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so he came to me, and he's like, okay, you have 2 hours. In 2 hours, I have something set up for you, you know, because I know you like to sing and everything. I was here for my deal.
Did you believe him? Because he's always rude to you, and all of a sudden, he's got you a job.
Yeah, I was like, this, something can't be right. But I was like, okay, maybe since I came, you know, on the trip to help him with everything, maybe he was, you know, going
to
be nice.
Which is also weird, because she went to assist Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah.
She went to be his help when he was going to perform in that show,
Bad Out of Hell.
In Vegas.
Yeah. And I rocked it.
Yeah, it's great. We're here. So Abby goes to just help him, make sure he's in the right place at the right time, be there if he needs anything. And he pulled a prank on you?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Basically. So we met up, and he was like, okay, follow me. We walked outside, and I was like, hey, this is weird. Where are we going? And he's like, oh, just keep following me. Then we get to the middle of the street, and he has a cup, and he's like, here you go. Here's your gig.
Oh,
right
no.
here on the street.
You walked her to a corner and made her sing?
Yeah.
What was your purpose?
Because everybody says she has a great voice, and guess what Vegas is known for? Street performers. People, you know, you walk up and down the strip, and
there's people. You didn't give her a chance to warm up.
I did. I gave her 2 hours. I told her she had 2 hours till the gig.
The gig?
Yes, the gig.
Did you dress up?
Not really, no. I mean, because I only brought, like, a few nicer things, and I wore them, like, to his show. So I wore, like, the nicest that I had.
So you did wear the nicest thing that you had?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
And so I was like, look, you got 2 hours. Like, I put my neck on the line for you. I talked to people, said, is this okay? Got you a gig. And she's like, are you serious? Okay. I said, I don't know if you need to go warm up.
Did she believe
me? Yeah. Oh, she believed me. Oh, no. And she was like, okay. And I was like, meet me back down here, and we'll walk over there, and you got 2 hours to get ready. And so she showed up. And I put a little cup in front of her and said, go ahead and sing, girl.
But no guitar, nobody playing for her.
No. Acapella.
Speaker.
Okay.
Yeah, no, nothing. No mic or anything.
Did you start singing?
I was really mad, like really mad when he did that. And then he tried to convince me that I may get a lot of tips because people are like singing on there. But they have mics and everything, you know, and background music. So I was like, fine, I will do it just a little bit to see if I get any tips. And I actually did.
Oh,
wow.
Did you record her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course you did.
But did you record her and then only take like what you feel are the funniest moments?
No, I just sent it to Scuba and he put in what he put in.
Scuba, should we play this or no?
Yes, yeah, do clip two.
Okay, only do clip two?
Yeah.
It's clip one?
Well, clip one we just...
Clip one was me just telling her, hey, you got a gig, girl. Like, let's go.
You know what? I want to hear this, too. I want to hear him lying to her, too, and hear how convincing it is. Play clip one, Ray, please.
Look, it's my big weekend, but I also want to make it your big weekend.
What?
Since you're here, I'm here to perform. I decided to reach out, and I got you a gig.
No, you did not. Where? Yes.
It's for 1 hour.
You did not.
I absolutely did.
Are you serious?
Yes.
When?
It's in like 2 hours.
What?
Your gig starts.
Okay.
Are you down?
I guess.
I mean, I put my neck out on the line for you. And
He does sound believable.
Yeah.
Like
I know.
He set up a segment. Like he's really lined up a gig for her and it's going to be a segment for the show. And I can tell you believe him.
I did.
Yeah. Okay, so here is Abby out on the street. What casino were you in front of? Do you know?
We were between Planet Hollywood and the Paris.
Okay, here you go.
I need a man who knows how the story goes. It's gonna be a haunting kind, a red taking earthquake kind. In a man of mine. Woo!
It's pretty good.
He was laughing at me the whole time, too.
You look like her pimp, probably, standing right beside her.
Taking
like,
all the money?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Were you standing right beside her?
No, I was standing away, took a couple pictures, and just kind of watched.
So, Abby, you're singing. Do you feel ridiculous?
Yes, I feel ridiculous. Everybody's looking over like, what is happening?
Is there a sign?
Is there a sign? It
says, like, she's singing.
Oh, no, okay. I didn't have anything.
You literally just had our solo cup down
yes,
in front of you.
The smallest cup.
Clear plastic cup right in front of her, just like other people do. You know, some people have guitar cases. Some people have whatever. She had her cup.
How long did you sing?
About 30 minutes.
Oh, my.
Wow, that's not a couple songs.
Hey, so how much money?
Okay.
Yeah. Guess, I mean, because she's got a great voice, guys. Remember this.
But you put her in a bad situation.
No.
No guitar, no speaker, no microphone. It almost doesn't matter.
No sign.
People.
No, they don't have signs.
Some of them do. They have something, though, that says, I'm here to perform, and I would appreciate your patronage. She had nothing except a cup you probably grabbed on the way out.
I did. I grabbed it from the bar.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to leave the bar, they make you pour in a plastic cup. So I took that.
30 minutes. I'm gonna say $12.
It's good.
And which is a lot for somebody who you don't even know what they're doing there. You?
18.
Eddie?
$5.
$2!
Is that how much?
$2!
No one even wanted to come near me. They looked at me like I was a freak.
Because it just looked like you were singing. They didn't know you were singing for me.
Hey, man, guys, when you got to perform, you got to perform. I got her a gig.
That's pretty nice. How is that a gig? Is that actually a gig?
No.
That's
not
the definition.
You can go do that at any time.
Hey, was that not pretty nice of me, though?
No, it was actually pretty mean of
you. Hey, listen to that clip. Play some more. You can hear horns honking in the background.
Yeah, because that's people in traffic, not at her.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with
no
her.
No one could even hear me. Yeah, it was like honking and sirens.
Did Lunchbox keep half of the money?
No, I let her have it. No, I let her keep her
$2. So nice. $1? Yeah.
So, okay, don't believe him ever again.
I'm literally never going to after that. That's insane.
You could hear Abby. Ray, if you'll play that first clip again, I just want you to hear Abby's reaction to her being like, wow, here you go.
Look, it's my big weekend, but I also want to make it your big weekend.
What?
Since you're here, I'm here to perform. I decided to reach out, and I got you a gig.
No, you did not.
Do you hear that?
No, you did not. Yeah.
I was really
so mean.
I know. I can hear your excitement.
Should we hear some more singing on the street?
No, we're good.
I don't know why I would ever believe him.
Abby, come here.
No, stop it. Stop it.
Yeah.
Abby, oh, is this here. A tip?
Abby, can we have a cup?
Get a cup. Abby, get a cup.
It kind of looks like the cup that Amy had, like right like that plastic clear see-through.
Put a cup in there.
You are not going to give her money.
Well, I'm just going to see. I'm going to put a cup down there and let's see what happens.
You're going
to
make her see.
You have got to be kidding me.
Put a cup. Lay a cup on my desk
right
there.
Oh, my gosh.
Abby, why don't you sing us? What do you want to sing us? Just sing right there. Just freestyle.
Go ahead, Abby.
Go ahead, Abby. Just sing Any Man of Mine again. And if you guys pull out any cash you have, if you want to donate to Abby.
Let me see.
Go ahead, Abby. Let it rip.
Oh, in my wallet.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't have any.
Just sing it loud. Here we go.
Going
home, going low, my shotgun, love it.
Oh,
look at this.
Oh,
I wonder what this
is. Whoa. $100?
Oh, that's a hundo.
Wow, look at that tip.
Hey, can I borrow money? I don't have money.
That is ridiculous.
Wow. Whoa. Wow.
No, you're not. Stop it. Stop.
Wow. Have some more. Wow, Abby, look at all that money you made singing there.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. That's yours. Take it out of here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What a great idea.
Yeah, Lunchbox.
Yeah,
you got her a gig.
Good. Oh my gosh,
you got her a gig there.
Good job, Lunchbox.
He's so mad.
You got her a great. That's great. Good job, buddy.
Hey, that's called backfiring.
$20.
Now he wants half. Abby, I got you that gig. That's a good job. You got her a gig there.
Man, that makes me so mad. Now.
What?
I mean, I thought the funny part was that she only got $2. That's hilarious.
To you, and now it's funny to us because she just crushed it.
Oh,
Abby,
wow.
Thank you.
You should have seen people just walk right by, just like paying her no mind. I mean, it was hilarious.
How hilarious that she got mine paid to her now.
That was a little annoying.
Yeah. Not funny, huh?
All right. Yeah. That was amazing.
In
thank
the end,
you.
Abby comes out ahead.
All right.
We'll be back in 1 second. A voicemail from Vanessa, who lives in West Texas.
I didn't listen all week last week on purpose so that I could listen to the podcast on Sunday morning when I ran the Chicago Marathon. So you guys got me through. Thank you so much.
I just looked at the results and she won.
Wow.
I'm lying. Wouldn't that be a great story? They're like, how'd you do it?
The Bobby Bowden
show. She was like, I was listening to these guys do stupid stuff on the air. So, hey, congratulations, Vanessa, for just doing that. That's really cool. Here's Landon in North Carolina.
Maybe I missed it, but if you guys are ever going to tell us what you and Lunchbox bought in your storage unit that you couldn't tell us for a while, and also if maybe I missed this too, if Amy is going to tell us about that mystery package that she's had for like over a year. Just curious.
Both of those things could get us hurt or killed, right?
Yeah.
Now. I still feel like Lunchbox is a little too early for us.
Yeah, I'm not ready.
We bought a storage unit and we're just being funny.
We're like, look at all the shoes and stuff in there we could buy and try to resell. And then Lunchbox got in there, and there was some stuff in there that we don't want to resell or even say we have. Do we even have it anymore?
That's the stuff?
Yeah.
No.
Do you have it at your house?
No. It gone.
Well, what'd you do with it?
Yeah, where'd it go?
And where's the money? Because that stuff is pretty valuable.
I didn't sell that.
So we can't yet. We have to kind of get far, far away from it. But we did make a little money. Lunchbox finally got paid for our shoes.
Yes, I thought eBay was ripping me off because they never mailed me a check, but I didn't know I had to link my bank account, and we got the money.
But I haven't seen it still.
Well, I know. I need to bring you the money. I need to bring your portion.
Yeah.
Or I can just Venmo.
Okay, I'll take that too.
I'd have to go to the ATM, so I was like, I can just Venmo.
And then we're selling other stuff now from you? We have it all figured out?
Oh, yeah. We're back in business, baby. Now that I know eBay doesn't rip us off, we got shoes up there for sale. Let's go! We got some nice Jordans. I mean, these are like clean, black, and white. Ooh, a little bit of red on there. Lightly worn.
Okay, enough.
Salesman over here.
How much are they? How much are they listed for?
$29.
That sounds cheap.
For those Jordans? Those Jordans are like pristine.
Yeah, they're the Jordan 11 Retro Low Concord.
Is that price too low?
I don't know.
It sounds like it.
The Bob and Bone Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's pumpkin spice everything these days, and now even hair color. Girls are going into the salon, maybe even some guys, and they're saying, hey, I want pumpkin spice hair for the fall.
Stop.
Listen, it's not just orange.
It's
warm, rich colors. They can range from red to copper and all shades of dark and light in between. And since there's so many hues happening, it really could look good on anyone.
I'm looking at it, and it's fine if you go on. I want to be a redhead. But if you go on and ask for a flavor of coffee at Starbucks as your hair color, that's just bizarre. People are a little too obsessed with this in a weird way. Okay, what else?
So on Ted Lasso, there was a fictional dating app on the show. It was called Banter, and it allowed you to banter back and forth and talk to someone, but you never see their photo. You don't know who they are. Well, Bumble is bringing Banter to life tonight.
I would never do this. I would never start talking with somebody I don't know what they look like. Because you have to be attracted to someone first, and then all the other stuff falls in place. At least for a dude, because we're cavemen.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would like be like, oh, wow, I've really hit it off. Dang. And then all of a sudden, it's a guy named Mark who's a plumber in Ohio. And I'm like, oh, how did I push the wrong button on this?
Soulmate. Well,
yeah. It's just like, I don't find him attractive at all.
In Bumble's version of Banter, you can go back and forth. You're DMing, you're chatting for like 3 minutes. And if you choose, you can move it to date mode. And voila, you can see their photo.
Well, the problem is you're a jerk whenever you see their photo and you're like, never
mind. Oh, yeah.
Or it hurts extra bad. In my scenario, which would have been, all right, I'm going to show her who I am. Wait, where did she go? She's gone now.
Oh.
You know, it's a little fun PR thing, but I can't imagine doing blind dates again.
And a bonus fun thing about it is Bumble users will be able to redeem a free 2-month subscription to Apple Plus. So if you're
already on there.
So basically
it's a thing with that. Okay. Now it's down to it. This is a Ted Lasso promotion. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
A property that was once owned by Tim McGraw and Faith Hill just hit the market for $16.5 million. It's 130 acres. There's 4 houses on there.
I'm looking at it.
Ponds.
Holy moly.
It's beautiful.
Where is this?
Where?
It's about...
Hold on, too many things are happening. Wait, where is this?
30 miles southwest of Nashville.
Okay, and then you went fishing there?
Yeah, I got invited to go fishing there, like, I don't know, 8 years ago.
On the McGraw property?
On the McGraw property.
Was he there?
No. Just me.
Did you hear someone singing an Indian Outlaw in the woods?
No, it was me and his fiddle player, Dino, and then we fished. We took our kids there and fished. I caught probably the biggest fish of my life in that pond.
Did it have a black cowboy hat on?
No, it didn't.
You reel it in.
Out.
I named him Tim.
So is that where they lived?
They once owned it, but they sold it to somebody else, and that owner is the one that's selling it right now. But
Eddie went to somebody else's house. It wasn't even Tim.
They weren't there.
Did they still own it, though, at that point?
At that point, it was
still
there.
Sounds shady, buddy. Sounds like you went to a property that used to be owned by McGraw.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so ran the numbers, and if this is a property you're interested in, your mortgage would only be about $95,000 a month.
Dang.
But what's the down payment?
Is it
20% or is that just straight?
20% down, so you're looking at putting down almost $4 million.
Ugh. Let me get my wallet here. Golly. All right, is that it?
Yeah, but that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Ashley Garner had given up on ever seeing her wedding ring again. She lost it outside her Fort Myers home just days before Hurricane Ian crashed into the coast of Southwest Florida. Now, her husband and her kids, they all looked around the yard. They looked in the garbage for days. There was no sign of the ring. She just accepted it was gone. It was only a thing. It was replaceable. She was telling herself this so she could easily, you know, come to the fact that she was never going to see her wedding ring again. Well, they were cleaning, and her husband's like, okay, well, we're done here. I'm going to go on out and work on the yard a little bit. And he goes over, and there's a brush, because they're cleaning up all this brush because the hurricane had blown a bunch of trees down. And in the brush pile, the ring was there. It's like needle in a haystack type stuff. Like, he moved some limbs, and the ring was laying there in the brush pile. And they were like, what? That's really it? Her neighborhood didn't experience the bad flooding, but just the wind. So as it blew the trees down, the flooding didn't come in and take stuff far, far away. So they found the ring. And she's like, I can't believe it. I have the ring.
It's awesome.
And so, but Amy still has a ring that's out. It's not a wedding ring. It's a class ring, college ring from College Station, Texas A&M.
My Aggie ring. Nobody's found it. Yeah,
there's a reward of like $12 or something. We still hadn't found it.
No, I think it's higher now,
or like a million.
Isn't it?
Oh, is it a million?
Yeah, I think Amy's putting up a million.
No, dang. I thought Bobby
offered... 2 million? Amy's putting up 2 million? Whoa.
Oh. Okay, but I really did. Did you offer 500?
I think you offered 500.
And then Bobby
offered 100.
Oh, okay, so now it's 600?
I think it was,
it
right?
It was 550, but Bobby just upped it to us.
Okay. Gotta do what I gotta do. So she found her wedding ring, but no one's found Amy's class ring yet from Texas A&M. I think someone probably melted it down.
Yeah, I mean, it's real gold.
At this point.
There's a tiny little diamond in it. Ugh. So annoying.
But I think it's more about it being your class ring.
Yeah, it's special. Like, I could reorder another one, but A, I don't want to pay for it, and B, I want
the
original.
How much would it cost?
I guess I would need to, back in the day, I mean, I don't know if, you know, inflation, I don't know if it changed, but honestly, it was a gift from my dad. My parents made for it.
So you think it was $600 or less?
I don't know. Probably around that, maybe.
We could just buy another one and tell her.
Probably could.
Yeah, but then she
tell
has
me
to,
what?
That we found
it's
it?
It's like when you replace a goldfish for a kid.
That's a good
idea.
We find
a picture of it and just replace it and throw it in the dirt and like scuff it up a little bit. Look at this, Amy!
Okay.
But still no luck.
Yeah.
All right. There it is. That's not Tell Me Something Good. The other story is. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.